Live streaming provided by Alpha Geek Radio and Alpha Geek Video. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn more.
Finally, Friday is being brought to you this week by Major Spoilers VIP and Patreon members from around the world. Sign up today at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Unlock all sorts of cool stuff. Take us to our next level. Get even more cool stuff. Just takes a few bucks a month. Patreon.com/majorspoilers. Well, hello, everyone. Happy 2018. First Finally Friday of 2018. I'm pretty excited about that. Sees there's a problem with OBS already in 2018, and I know what the problem is. The problem is you go in and you're like, hey, it's been 6 months. Why don't I just go ahead and update to High Sierra? And then all heck breaks loose. Not only do I have a problem with the audio that I had to go and find a solution for the other day before we recorded Major Spoilers podcast, but now I can see there's a little bit of a lip flap issue going on here. But that's okay. We will make it through. Aura Force is in. Jarmo is in. J. Michael T. is in. The chat room is filling up. On this first Finally Friday of 2018. I'm not a big person for resolutions. You know, in the past, I've talked about this before. In the past, I might have said, you know, I resolve this year to do this. And I'm not one for resolutions anymore. But I am one for setting goals. And goals, if you follow the SMART method of creating goals, then you can do some pretty amazing things. So I believe that when you create SMART goals, and if you don't know what a SMART goal is, you can look it up. It has to be specific. It has to have a time component, it has to be manageable. It has to have an A in it. It also has to have an R, and it has to have a time element in it as well. And I think when you create really good SMART goals, they are much easier to achieve. I also believe that you shouldn't create goals that last for an entire year. Maybe you have goals that you reevaluate every couple of weeks or months. And then you can say, well, this goal has changed because that's not what I'm doing right now or whatever. And so towards the end of last year, I grabbed my handy dandy Superman notebook. I forget, we reviewed this or talked about it on the Major Spoilers Finally Friday a while ago. But I've been writing down in my goal book. It's just going to be my notebook for the year. A bunch of goals that I hope to achieve in 2018. Will I get to all of them? Maybe not. Will all of them, if all of them happen, I would be pretty darn happy. But, you know, some of the things in here, I've got some of them I haven't even started yet. Exercise every day. I'm already 5 days into the year. I can tell you why that goal hasn't started, because until just yesterday, I've had kids at home, and I can't leave my kids at home while I go outside and walk a couple of miles. Next week, though, that'll get started. Let's see. Open some things, close some things. Oh, look, here's one that's important for you, especially if your name is Jess the Red and you're watching this show right now. 40 Finally Fridays for 2018. 40 Finally Fridays for 2018. That's one of my goals for this year. Create some video tutorials. Record a thing for, in fact, this one's already in the works. Dr. Brad Will and I were just talking about this the other day. Record something for Munchkinland that's going to be really cool. I also have this thing called 5 things that I'm doing this year. And 5 things is every day. This may be part of my clean everyday goal. But right now I'm going through like everything in the house, and I've barely gotten out of this room. In fact, I'm in my office and I've just almost finished with the closet. But every day I throw away 5 things. I go through stuff and I look at it and I evaluate it and I think to myself, hey, is this something that I am using? Is this something that brings me joy? Is this something that I might need in the future? Is this something I've even touched in the last 3 years? And if the answer is no to any of those things, then I just chuck it. And for those of you that follow me on Instagram, Steven Schleicher on Instagram, you know that this week I found a 64 megabyte compact flash card. And I was like, why am I even keeping this around? I'm tossing it. And so far, the amazing thing that's happened since the beginning of this week is that my closet has miraculously gotten a lot more space to where I can move things that have been cluttering up other portions of the house into the closet where they belong. And I'm going to continue to do that. I think there's probably about 2 more days of finding things in that closet of things that I can just pitch. Some things I'm like ready to pitch, but I'm like, oh no, the reviewer wanted this back, but they haven't sent me any shipping information on how to get this back to them. I'll hold on to it for now. I really dig this 5 things thing, which means that 5 days times 365, that's like 16,000 things, right? 1,600. Is that right? Math is hard, right? 1,600 things that I plan on getting rid of this year. And believe me, I have more than 1,600 things. So if I can get rid of more than 1,600 things, it's going to be great. One of the things that we did right after November is we took my workroom where the 3D printers are set up. And we decided to move one of the tables out of there out to the garage because we had something we needed to set up in the garage. And so when I moved the new table in, I was like, well, all this space that used to be storage, I have all this equipment now that I'm not using. And I found literally a van load of stuff, like lights that I wasn't using anymore, some grip gear, some other things that I just don't use and in the near future have zero use for them. And I took them and donated them to the university so that they could have some more lighting equipment. And that freed up like half the space in that room. So my challenge to you, dear listener, dear viewer, wherever you may be in the world, take some time this year and simplify. Get rid of the things in your life that you don't need, things that are cluttering up your space, things that don't bring you joy. And oh my gosh, the feeling is already so wonderful because I open up my closet and I was like, oh, I've got room to hang these shirts in here that are always hanging somewhere else. Oh, this is perfect. Such joy can be had by letting go of a bunch of stuff. And as I look here on my desk, oh, there's a lot more things that are going to be gotten rid of in 2018. What resolutions or what goals? I know I said I don't set resolutions. Maybe you do. Maybe you have a goal. Like I said, going back to this book, there's 30 of them in this book. 28 of them, actually. But if I can get half of those done this year, oh my gosh, this year is going to be through the roof and fantastic. And the other thing that, again, I used to have a notebook that was like this size, but carrying a notebook around this size with me everywhere I go is not something you can easily slide into your pocket. So the other thing I went out and did is I bought a bunch of these little notebooks. Essentially, it's going to be one a month. And every day, if I have tasks to do, they're going in this notebook. So you can see all the tasks that I have for Friday. There's about 10 of them I can fit on a line. And if I have notes and reminders that I want to write down, I can just do that. I know people are like, Steven, that's what your smartphone is for. That's what your smartphone is for. You should be doing that for tasks and everything. But I got to tell you, I can write something down faster on this little notebook than it takes for me to tappy tap tap with my fingers, misspell things, have autocorrect fix things. I can do that faster on here than it would be to open this up, open up the tasks thing, open up the reminders, open up all the other things that need to go on in this in my iPhone. I can just do it right here on this little notebook. So this little notebook's been going around with me, and if I have an idea, if I think of something, oh man, I can just jot it down really, really quick. And so far, it's been going great. And I can go through and I can cross things off the list very easily, and I can see things that I didn't complete that I can push on to the next day. And the plan is at the end of the week, I'm going to go through and say, okay, what are all the things I didn't complete this week? Let's take care of them. Let's make that the to-do for today. And I know that in like Evernote, I think it's Evernote, right? And some of those other task apps, I've tried them before. Believe me, I have tried hundreds of apps. Maybe not hundreds of apps, 5 apps. Let's make it 5. I've tried a number of apps over the last couple of years for tracking tasks and managing your day and the tomato thing and all that other stuff. And I'm just like, it doesn't work for me because I come from an old school of, if I have it written down, I can get it done. When I was in college, Matthew Peterson can attest to this. When I was in college, I was super organized. I got things, a lot of things done because I had a day planner. I had one of those little, it was probably about this size, you know, the first sheet of paper that I showed you. One of those day calendars that was broken down by hour of the day. And I would just go through and say, from this hour to this hour, this is getting done. This is getting done. Here are all the tasks that I need to get done. And I would just check that. Oh, it's 11:30. Okay, it's time to do this. Stop what I'm doing. Do this. Get these things done. And I was super organized and super productive when I was in college. So I need to bring that back. I mentioned on Twitter that I'd stopped drinking soda. This is now the fourth month of drinking soda. One thing that I've noticed when you're trying to break a habit, when you're trying to get into a new habit or you're trying to break an old habit, whichever way that you want to call it, it takes about 90 days to really make that habit effective. So, for example, I get up in the morning, and for the last 2 or 3 years, I get up, I take my shower, I come out, I make the bed. There was a time where I just get out of bed and the bed would be messy and my wife and I really didn't care and it was just like blah. Till finally one day I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take time and I'm going to make the bed every single day. And now it's just second nature. And it took about 90 days to just really get into that habit of, oh, it's time to make the bed. Let's do this. Let's pick up things that need to be picked up. Same way with giving up soda. I haven't had soda since September. Soda, pop, Coke, whatever you want to call it in your regional dialect. I'd be interested what our international listeners and viewers, what do you call like a Coke or a Pepsi? You call it a soda or a pop or a Coke, even though it's not a Coke, it may be a Pepsi or a Mountain Dew or whatever it may be. I'd be interested to know what our international friends call that. But anyway, it takes about 90 days to get rid of something for whatever, the toxins or whatever that you want to say to get through your body. But I'm to the point right now where where I'm starting to have those last minute cravings, right? Where it's like, oh, wouldn't it be just so nice to go get a Pepsi or a Mountain Dew and drink that right before you do this task? And every time I have to catch myself and say, no, that's not what we're doing. We're gonna break this cycle. And probably I think right in the last couple of days, that's where I've been at. Probably more like last week, because I was right at the end of that 90-day mark. But now it's just like, hey, I'll drink tea, I'll drink water. Occasionally I'll have some lemonade if I want a little bit of a sweetness. Kiss my wife, that's a little bit of sweetness. But I think that's what people need to do. But here's the thing. Once you get past that 90 days, once you get past those cravings and those little things that pop up in your head, you still have to keep going. Because I tell you, in times past when I've tried to do things, keep on task of things, it's so easy to break that habit. One day you're like, oh, I'm not going to go walk today. And then suddenly it's 3 months later and you're like, oh, I was supposed to be walking every day. All that kind of stuff. So create some habits, create some good ideas. And I think this five things thing for me is going to be really good. Let's jump to the phone lines. Our first phone call, 2018. Hello, who is this?
Well, Happy New Year, Steven. It's Nato. How are you, Nate? Sir?
Good. How are you doing? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
I'm a 17-year-old now. The last time we talked, you were in Colorado, and there was some snow there. And then you fly home, and then, like, iguanas are falling out of trees because it's so cold.
Yeah, they do that. It's actually a, you know, state of emergency now or something. I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, the iguanas do that. It's pretty funny.
Are you keeping warm at least? I don't know what your temperature is there today.
It's only in the 60s right now. I have a light jacket on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
yeah,
it's 33 here, so it's much better.
No, I enjoy the cold, so it's okay. I'm not like those some Floridians where it's like, oh my God, it's 60 degrees. Bring out the parkas. No.
Oh yeah. It was negative like 17 last week, a couple of days last week. And I was like still walking around outside with my shorts on. So it doesn't, I mean, it bothers me, but I'm going to be outside for like less than a minute. It's not going to kill me. So
it's the wind. The wind's what kind of adds to that. But
yep, definitely. So what's on your mind?
Nothing. Actually, I was going to comment on your drinking habits. No, not that way. You know, putting me out of job and stuff, whatever. No.
Sorry.
I understand.
I'm still buying Pepsi-related products. They're just not for me. So I've got, and this is where the part of the temptation comes in, is because I have a refrigerator that is just outside the room here in the main space. And I stock it with, you know, Pepsi and Mountain Dew and other Pepsi related products, because there's so many fine Pepsi products out there for Brad and Brian and Rob and other people who come over to do major spoiler stuff. So it's all there for them if they want it. So the temptation is right there. So, yeah. You know, it's I'm still buying it. I'm just not consuming it.
No, I've actually found, I want to say, I think it's BJ's. They have this sparkling lemonade, which has that has no calories in it. So it's basically flavored lemonade. I think there's regular lemonade and strawberry, and then there's a peach one. I'm not too crazy about that, but I'll drink it in a pinch. But it's very good because there's no calories, no sugar, no anything in it, but it gives you that fizzy taste that kind of miss when you do the soda stuff. So actually, I've been drinking that for about 3 months now.
I'm not a fan of I'm not a fan of carbonation. I don't know what it is that's appealing. I know what it is. It's that burning sensation, and that must be coming from the carbonation, because sometimes you get like stuff in your mouth and you're just like, oh, I need something to burn that out. So you drink like a Pepsi or a Coke or something, and it just kind of washes things away, and it's got that sweetness taste to it. So I'm not, maybe that's what it is, but I don't really miss that. So if I want a little flavor in water, I just went to the store and I buy those little containers of the concentrated lemon juice and just squirt that.
Oh, yeah, you just squirt it right in.
Yeah, just squirt that right in there, and that works for me perfectly. So, yeah, I know a lot of people in the last couple of days have been saying, hey, Steven, have you tried this, or have you tried that, or have you tried this? And it's like, I'm a man of simple taste, right? I like tea, I like water, and that's good enough for me. And if I get a little thirsty, then I'll drink some lemonade, and I'll pour a little gin into it. But, I mean, it's like, with lemonade, it's like maybe once or twice a week, and even then, not all the time does it have alcohol in it. In fact, my alcohol consumption over the last 2 years has reduced dramatically, to the point where the last time I bought a bottled beer or even had beer, it had to have been like October, right around October, for things that were going on. So I don't know. It's just something that when you put your mind to it, I guess, things can happen. And I think if you really kind of, I'm not saying every day you have to remind yourself, now, Steven, don't drink that alcohol, or Steven, don't drink that carbonated beverage because it's not good for you. I think if you just have that intent that's out there, it really, really works. Because there have been a number of things over the last couple of years where it's like, by this time, I want this to happen. And I'll just kind of completely forget about it. And then like 6 months later, this thing will happen. I was like, oh my gosh, that is exactly what I said I wanted to happen by this time. And I didn't even realize that I was working towards that goal. I just stated it out loud, and I knew I was making that commitment to it. So it happened. I guess. But yeah, this BJ's thing sounds interesting. My wife might be very interested in that. Is that a Pepsi product?
No, not. But that's all right. We have sparkling waters. We have a variety of flavors for everyone. But anyway, as far as like resolutions or things, like last year, for some reason, everything, not in my life, but everything was very lackluster. I had no motivation to do that extra. Like, it was like, well, you know, I could go do this right now, but I really don't want to.
Yeah.
So I think that's my thought process, is basically try to be a little more motivated, or, you know, make myself do that one thing when I can do it, do it. Don't wait.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's not even procrastination. It's just because I get it done. It's just I had no motivation last year to really push myself to do really, you know, stuff I wanted to. So,
And I think so that's
I'm going to try to do a few things to do that.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, I think that's part of the habit building, right? Because it's like, oh, I have no desire to make the bed. But when you just say, look, it's going to take you less than 20 seconds to make the bed, or less than a minute to make the bed. You're right here. Just do it. And if you know, it's like, oh, that piece of paper fell next to the trash can. I'll pick it up later. No, just do it now. And pretty soon you just get in the habit of, oh, the piece of paper is next to the trash can. Just pick it up and put it in. It's that easy. And I'm not trying to be a motivational guru or anything, but it's the same way. It's like, oh, I don't want to. And this is the why, you know, I know that I haven't been walking like I want to, because what kicks me to go and walk is I take the boys to school. Immediately when I get home, I walk and do my 4 miles.
Right.
When I don't take the boys to school, there's not that trigger that says, oh, it's time to go and walk. So it's just those little kind of things where, as you said, Nate, you just have to get up and do it. and make that a routine. And then the next thing you know, it's just second nature to do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of, and I think I think the thing that you would probably most identify with and other people might be able to identify with is your martial arts, right? You learn all these forms and you learn all these movements and you repeat them again and again and again and again, whether it be a roundhouse kick or a block or whatever it may be, you get into that position, your body moves into that position and you do it so much that it becomes second nature, that it becomes part of that muscle memory. So that when someone is coming to attack you, your arm goes up to block or your leg goes up to block. And it's like, I didn't even have to think about it. It's not something that I was like, body block. It's just did it. And I think that's what habits are. And I think that's what routines are good for. And I hope that 2018 is that way for you and a lot of people, where we can just kind of create these habits that are positive.
Yeah.
Oop, I think we lost Nate.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you go.
Hello.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, I said Karma 2014's got to pay off one of these days.
There you go, Karma 2014. Let's make it Karma 2018, and let's do that. Did you do anything special for your holiday, Nate? Because it has been a couple of weeks since we've had a chance to talk with you live.
Yeah, no, we actually had a very nice Christmas. I did get the boy a 3D printer.
Cool.
I got him a XYZ.
Oh yeah.
Mini or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what Scott
actually does pretty good.
I think that's what either Scott or Brian Ibbett has one of those, or maybe they both do. So yeah that's a
solid
printer.
It does 6x6. It does 6x6x6. And then his birthday, of course, is January 1st. So we got him some more spools.
Yeah, some more filament.
With the yellow one.
Cool.
And then we got him, I think, black and red. So
cool.
He's hatched with that.
Excellent.
But my favorite gifts was I got an Iron Giant lunchbox.
Is it like lunchbox size, or is it one of those weird mini lunchboxes?
No, it's like it's almost like the old thermos type lunchboxes.
Yeah.
No thermos in it, but it was just like the lunchbox. And then I got Darkwing Duck and Launchpad McQuack pop vinyl figures.
Oh, did you share pictures of that? Because I could have swore that I saw those pop up in my Twitter feed at some point.
Yeah, I think I shared both of those because I was like, these are the most awesome gifts ever.
Oh, very cool. Very, very cool. Well, Nate,
everyone had a good one, and hopefully this year will keep going the way it is.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, Nate, thank you so much for calling in. Let's make 2018 a fantastic one. Thank you for being a continuing supporter of everything that we do at Major Spoilers. And I'm going to bet that we will be talking with you next week as well.
We hope so, sir.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
I love getting phone calls. 785-727-1939 or on Skype, Steven_Schleicher. Let's see. What do we got in the chat? Having physical, tangible vision is helpful too. I think is really, Aura Force says that when it comes to goal making. And I'm sorry, I was just kind of blanking on what the A and the R stand for. They have to, you have to articulate them, or you have to present them in such a way that they are real. And I think that's what the vision is. And they have to be realistic. You can't say, cause I did this with my students years ago, and I've talked about this, some goal setting stuff. And we talk about the SMART goals, and they come up with stuff. And I had some jackass students that basically were like, oh, I'm going to go walk on the moon next year. And I'm like, well, that's not a realistic goal. Let's work on that. So I think you're right that we have to have those goals that are physical, tangible, and achievable. It's like me saying, well, I would love by the end of this year to have lost 100 pounds, but that requires me to lose 2 pounds a week. That ain't going to happen. I mean, that's really physically challenging. That's 10 to 15 pounds a month. So you do have to put some realistic expectations behind your goals. Let's go back to the phone lines. Hi, who's this?
My name is Bill Schweigert, and my realistic goal for 2018 is to defeat the great NATO in the ring.
Well, let's see. You've got some military training, right? So I don't know who did you work with in the military? It was a Coast Guard, right?
Yes. I have a long history of getting seasick. So,
okay.
No, I am not at all qualified. And Nate, I am just joking. Please do not crush my trachea. So,
Well, Bill, it's so good to have you on the show this week. I don't know if you saw up on Major Spoilers on New Year's Day. You know, we never sleep here at Major Spoilers unless it's a Saturday morning. But I had my list of all of the books that I read in 2017. And of course, two of yours were there on the list.
I did see that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I did see that. You had a lot of good books on there. And you are the second person in a week that has brought up the Dresden Files to me. So I need to get on those.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. My biggest problem with the Dresden Files is the male gaze issue, where it's like the girls in the books are always, not always, but many, many times described in kind of sexual leanings. And it kind of makes, it's kind of a little weird to me. But I mean, it's still really, really good books. I cannot believe some other people were on Twitter saying, oh my gosh, you read, there's like 15 books. I read 12 of the books because I read three of them last year. You read 12 of those books in 2017. That's amazing. And it's like, yeah, I blew through the entire series in 2018.
Who is the other noir writer?
Yeah, so Ross McDonald is the detective novel series. He began writing in 1940 these Lew Archer tales. And he was really, he is literally a contemporary of Dashiell Hammett and the other guy whose name escapes.
Chandler.
He's a real contemporary of those guys, but he wasn't writing detective novels like they were until after they were really famous. So he comes along in the 1940s and starts writing this series of books featuring a detective by the name of Lew Archer. And what sets Lew Archer apart from Sam Spade or The Thin Man or any of those kinds of guys is that Ross McDonald has his character really dive into the psychology of what is making his characters tick, right? So, for example, my dad didn't love me kind of issues, those kinds of things. And they're kind of really big kind of surface psychological issues. But it's fascinating to figure out why people are, it's fascinating for the detective to try to figure out why people are acting the way they're doing. And once he figures out their motives, it's easy to come to the solution. And some of those books are just amazing books. I would recommend, if you want to start with a good Lew Archer story, start with The Drowning Pool. I forget which year that it came out, but The Drowning Pool is a really solid start because it's almost like, I don't want to say it is Murder on the Orient Express because we all know how that ends, but a woman is drowned at a socialite gathering and Lew Archer just happens to be there and he has to figure out who among all of these people that were present is the murderer and what's their motivation for doing this and why. And it just is, it's really solid. And then the follow-up one that I read second was The Galton Case, which is this, like, this kid went missing 20 years ago. Can you find him? Because he's this lost heir to this empire. And that just goes down into this weird spiral of, it's just amazing stuff. Whereas if you were to read a Dashiell Hammett or a Chandler book, you know, you've got Sam Spade who is spending paragraphs on the characters drinking and cavorting and doing these kinds of things. Lew Archer doesn't do that. It's really solid. The other cool thing about Lew Archer is Lew Archer ages with each novel. So if the first book comes out in 1945 or whatever it is, he's fresh out of the army, Navy, I think is what he was in. And then as the series progresses to 1970 something, he's old. I mean, he's an old man by the time the series ends. But it is so, so good. So, so good.
I will have to check that out because I love Chandler. I love Hammett. I love sort of that private eye fiction from that time. So that's definitely in my wheelhouse.
It's really interesting, especially when he gets into the late 60s, early 70s, where Archer has to kind of adapt to hippies and free love and, you know, just the weirdness that goes on with drug use and stuff and the rise of religious cults. It's just fascinating to see how he deals with that. So what else is on your mind? What is a goal that you have besides kicking Nate's butt in the ring? What is one of your goals for 2018?
Nate, that is a joke. I'm reiterating I know. You are a fierce weapon. You are the real life Iron Fist. So I want no piece of that. But I do, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I was 1991 Gateway Regional High School's most organized senior.
Wow.
Is, you know, the highest accolade I've ever received in all of my life.
Just went down from there, huh? Okay.
Yes, that's the pinnacle. So I kind of try and revisit my goals every month or so. Mm-hmm. I always have like a day planner.
Yep.
But you know, fresh start is always a fresh start, and that helps. But I rather than say I want to lose 100 pounds, I keep talking about, I try to want to just implement more routines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep doing it, because it wasn't like I remember when I was writing when I was single, I would write all weekend long.
Yeah.
And these sort of big epic marathon sessions. Well, then you get married, you have a kid, and things get busy. And then it was just the routine of, okay, you got to set your alarm an hour earlier every day and get up and just do a little word count. So I just am trying to foster those routines more. I want to work in more meditation. I want to work in more exercise. I definitely want to lose weight. I definitely want to cut back on the booze, not because I want to cut back on the booze, because booze is a gateway drug. I will have a glass of wine and say, you know what? I will stick my head into that bag of pretzels and shake it.
Yeah, that is
entirely empty.
Yeah.
When I drink, it's not to drink more. It's because then I turn off my internal editor and I just eat, and I can't do that.
Yep. Yeah. That's the same with me. Usually it's, hey, I'm going to sit down, watch a movie. So I think I'll have an alcoholic beverage. And why don't I just empty a jar of nacho cheese into this bowl and just eat nachos and drink alcohol and watch this movie and just be gross for the rest of the night. And it's just, you know, those breaking those little habits and getting into those routines, I think is really, really important. And you're right. It is easy. It's just, you know, if you want to write, like this week, I had this like great breakthrough where it's like, I haven't written since basically the end of Thanksgiving. And I was like, oh, I've got an hour. Let me just spend 1 hour, literally 1 hour. And I will get as far as I can get in 1 hour. And then I'm going to stop. Doesn't matter where I'm at, if I'm still wanting to continue the idea or whatever, I'm just going to do that 1 hour and be done. Most productive hour I've had in 2018, besides spending it with you guys. So
that's fantastic. And, and especially with the eating, I just came back from 9 days in the Midwest with my in-laws.
Yeah.
We treat every meal like it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I eat when I'm bored.
Yep.
And so I need to not eat when I'm bored. I need to not eat until I'm stuffed. I need to be hungry first and then eat until I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
So this is a good, you know, a good fresh start is always welcome.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. There have been many times where I will eat a lunch and at dinner time, I'm still full. And I'm just like, tell my wife, I'm like, look, I still feel really full from lunch. So I'll sit here with you guys and I'll have conversation with you. Maybe I'll have just a little something, but I'm really not that hungry. So you don't have to make a bunch to include me. And so I think that also helps a lot. That's some good advice. Anything else you've got on your mind this week, Bill?
No, I just wanted to wish everybody Happy New Year. One of the best parts of New Year's Eve was seeing all of the major spoilers, love and contributors going back and forth. And
yeah.
It was a big love fest. And I have to say, I got a big kick out of the end of the last podcast where you had your son, you had every year.
Yep. That is something that I do every January because, you know, right before January 1st, I've got to get him down here to record the new copyright notice. And then I think it was like 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I was just like, let's just put them all together so people can hear how you've changed over time. And then I found the original ones that Skrull Brian had done from 2009 and 10. And then it was just like, let's just slap them together and people can hear, you know, how things have changed over 10 plus years. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It sounded like your current son at his current age took a hit of helium and it just sort of, his voice just dropped and deepened over, you know, 9 years or so.
It
was pretty cool.
Yeah. He was, my wife and he were sitting here on the couch after we were done because I found all these old pictures of him and everything. And we were going through and he's like, yeah, I noticed that my voice really got deeper last year, Dad. I'm like, well, that's part of growing up. Now, if you can just grow in height, that would be amazing. But we're not quite there yet. So, yeah. All right, Bill. Well, thank you so much. I'm like really close to finishing this short story, and then I'm going to send it off to you. I'm going to set a goal
Can't
for
wait.
Myself to get that off to you in the next 2 weeks. So be on the look at that, out for that before the end of January. And then you can just
Fantastic.
Rip it all to pieces.
I don't think that will be necessary, but I look forward to it. I'll keep my eyes peeled, man.
All right, take care. Bye.
Happy New Year.
To you too. See? 785-727-1939. That's all you have to do is call. Here's another thing that I've been preoccupied with in the last couple of days, probably the last week, and that is home automation. For some reason, I bought an Alexa for the house, for doing things for the kids to occupy themselves with. They've got the little echoes in their rooms so that they can play music and do whatever. And then for whatever reason, I was like, let's automate the lights. And so we bought a bunch of the bulbs and a bunch of the outlet sockets, and I've been playing around with that for the last couple of weeks. And yes, it's nice to be able to tell the home automation system to turn on the front porch lights when we know that someone's coming over, or for my son, he wants to change them all sorts of different colors. My oldest son, I do have two kids, to change them all sorts of different colors. Or what I set up here in my office is the light system that I have for Finally Friday and also for the game streams that I've been doing on Saturday. Kind of a pain in the butt. I mean, I'm still flexible enough, you know, regardless of how old people say I am, I can still reach up and turn on lights, but it is getting kind of to be a pain to be able to reach up really high, turn on a light, turn off a light. So I just wired those things into the home automation system. And now all I have to do, I did it today, it's so great. I just have to tell the system, hey, turn on the lights for Finally Friday, or turn on the lights for the game stream. And they come on and off, and it's fun. I even figured out how to do some automation stuff on the Mac to where all of the apps and all of the settings that I need for to stream Finally Friday or to stream the Saturday game streams, all I have to do is now push one button and they all open up and they all prep themselves. Home automation. It's the wave of the future. And I know I used to be a bleeding edge person. Now I think I'm just a leading edge person for a lot of that. But I think a lot of more people are into the home automation of their lights and other devices. So I guess the biggest problem is the lights are still super expensive. I mean, really expensive. I can't believe that. I figured they'd be a lot less. I figured they'd be the cost of like a regular LED bulb, but they're almost like 2 to 3 times the cost. Ugh. Back in the chat, Jarmo says, in general, when I compare the amount of sugar every American food product has compared to ours, it's almost terrifying. You're absolutely right. Jarmo, it's amazing just how much is in there. And maybe that's why I try to not eat a lot of, it's not always good. Taco Bell calls and then I shovel crap into my mouth. But I'll try to eat fruit, you know, hey, instead of having a processed meat, let's have some fruit and cheese instead of a bologna sandwich or something. And I've said this before for years, I went on back in 2000, I went on a huge health kick where I went basically vegetarian. I still had some milk product like cheese. Cheese was probably the only product that I had. But I went on a big health kick where I just took meat completely out of my diet, took all sugars completely out of my diet. Of course, you can't get rid of all sugars. But oh my gosh, I dropped the weight so fast. I was healthier. I was happier. It was great. And one of the things that came about that was I would eat like a veggie sub or a veggie burrito. And even today, when it comes time to eat a sandwich, I'm like, I just want a veggie sub or a veggie burrito. And that's it. Even when we do go to Taco Bell, I'm usually the one getting a bean and cheese burrito while everyone else is loading up on Dorito tacos or whatever else. They're kids. They're going to grow. They need to put on weight. So yeah, I agree with you on that. Hi guys, listening at work, busy at work, says Jess. Well, that is good. It was definitely cool to hear the kids' development and growth. It is amazing. Yes. And if you are a Patreon member, patreon.com/majorspoilers, there's a behind the scenes where I actually filmed him coming in to do the read for that. And then checking it out. Let's see, teaching classes in a couple of weeks. Yes. I'm going to go back to Fort Hays State University. I want to teach some special effects classes for the spring semester. We'll see how that goes. That's exciting. I will also be at Planet Comic-Con. If you're up in the Kansas City area, I will be there on Sunday, February 18th, 2018. This has now been confirmed. More on that later, because I'm going to let somebody else make the announcement of what I'm going to be part of. But if you're going to Planet Comic-Con, I will be on a panel February 18th, 2018. I believe they still have it down at the, not Kemper Arena, but whatever is right next to Kemper Arena. So Planet Comic-Con, that is a convention that I have seen grown from nothing, like literally inside of a community center's basketball court, to then moving over to the Overland Park Convention Center, to where it burst out of the seams there, to where they had to take it over to, like I said, the Kemper Arena, whatever that Coliseum area is. And it's a huge deal now. So, Planet Comic-Con, February 18th, 2018. Be on the lookout for me there. Some other news, Animaniacs is coming back to Hulu. We're not coming back to Hulu. It's coming back and we'll get two seasons on Hulu. Amblin Television, which is Steven Spielberg's thing, and Warner Brothers announced that Yakko, Wacko, and Dot, as well as Dr. Scratch and Sniff and Hello Nurse and Pinky and the Brain and all sorts of other characters are coming back for a two-season run over on Hulu. I believe they said it's going to drop in 2020, I think is when they said. So Animaniacs fans, you should be happy about that. I always enjoyed Animaniacs, not for the animation or for the stories, but for the somewhat adult humor that was tied in there. The whole Hello Nurse thing is totally adult. But if you go in and look at some of the other jokes and commentary that the characters are making in all of the little shorts, there's some really adult comedy in there that I think that's one of the first times that I noticed that, oh, you can, you know, it doesn't always have to be slapsticky stuff for kids. And of course, this is me coming out of 80s cartoons. You can have some stuff that is appealing to adults too. But beyond that, it was always the music of the Animaniacs that blew me away. I mean, if you are Yakko's, tells you about the countries, the countries of the world. That one's a great song. In fact, Poulsen, the guy who does the voice of Yakko, has recently updated that song to include the countries that have come out since and border changes that have come out since the 1990s. So I'm kind of excited about that because I really hope that the music quality is as good as it was. That's one thing that I'm hoping for. And I'm going to guess that Poulsen will be back, as well as the other voice actors that are still around. I do know that Andrea Romano, who was the basically the voice director for Animaniacs, she's retired, so I doubt she will come back. Steven Spielberg will be the executive producer of Animaniacs and is very excited about that. So maybe it is. Maybe it is time to bring back some nostalgia stuff. Some people aren't so happy about it, but I think for right now, I'm kind of excited about it. I was singing one of the songs the other day and my youngest son was like, "You know that song?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And so I sang a few more bars and then he just picked right up and carried on with the lyrics because I guess he's been watching bits and pieces of that on other shows and in other places on YouTube. So good for him. Let's see, what else do I have? There's one other. Oh, Brian Michael Bendis. I don't know if you guys caught this or not. I wish I would have pulled it up. But everyone is being super quiet on what Brian Michael Bendis is going to be writing for DC Comics when, I mean, he's officially there now. He just has a few things to wrap up with Marvel. But they're all wondering what series is he going to do. DC's very quiet on this, although it may be WonderCon or it may be New York Comic Con when they make the big announcement. But Brian Michael Bendis went on the DC Twitter, is it Twitter or Instagram, this past week. Maybe it was on both. And he's making comments like, "Hey, I'm super glad to be here at DC Comics, blah, 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 blah. I can't wait to write about the truth, justice, and the American way, blah, 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 blah." And he went on and went on and went on. And the truth, justice, and the American way really jumped out at me because I was like, oh, that's Superman. He's going to be writing Superman. And we do know that in April, Action Comics, Superman's first appearance, is going to hit issue 1,000. And I'm, you know, that's going to be a big volume. But my guess is with issue 1001, that may be the beginning of the Bendis era. I'm going to put my money that Brian Michael Bendis will be writing Superman as one of his first titles. Now, some other people have also said the Terrifics with Plastic Man and Mr. Terrific and Tracy 13. I think she's the other one on there. I can't remember who's all on that team. But some other people have said, oh, no, he's going to be writing the Terrifics. I hope it's Superman. We'll have to see. You can share your thoughts, 75-727-1939, or if you're in the chat over on YouTube or over on Twitch, I do have the Twitch pop-up there so I can see you. Hopefully I can see you. I guess I should have double-checked and made sure that the pop-up was there. I guess it is. We are almost out of time this week. I do have to pick up the kids because they are back in school. Thank goodness. One of them is super excited. So my oldest kid, I'm not trying to brag here. Okay. So do keep this in mind. My oldest son is in an accelerated program at school, and he has been since like the end of the second grade, something like that. He's in fifth grade now. So he's been in this program called Spark for a couple of years. And he's pretty proud that he's in Spark. They do a lot of cool projects, a lot of great things. It's good for these kids. My youngest son, who is in first grade, starting his spring semester of first grade, was just admitted into Spark. And this has caused a little bit of controversy in the old Major Spoilers household, because the youngest is now bragging, essentially, "Oh, I got into Spark. I'm smart too. In fact, I got in before you, older brother. Ah, maybe I'm smarter than you." And the older brother, who had the Spark program as his like pride thing, suddenly now has to share that accomplishment with his brother. And he's not too thrilled about that. So I don't know if today was the first day that the youngest was able to go to the program or not, but they're both super intelligent kids. I had to go back and look at their IQ tests, and holy cow, these kids are going to be ones that you have to watch out for. You're going to definitely want to make sure that they go down the path of right and not down the path of wrong, because, man, we've got the difference between a Lex Luthor or a Tony Stark. Maybe Tony Stark's not the best example, but I mean, they could go one of those two directions depending on what they do in the future. So we are loading those kids up with all sorts of things. Like, if they show any interest in something, boom, they get it. The youngest is totally infatuated with Venus flytraps and all of the carnivorous plants. And I don't know how he does it, because he does get books from like the library or from school or something. But I think he's literally going online and he'll type into like YouTube Venus flytrap, and he'll watch a video about the Venus flytrap. And then he'll come back and have a long discussion with me about everything that he's learned about these carnivorous plants. It's amazing. The oldest is more into like engineering stuff. So there are these boxes. And if you have a kid that is interested in any way, shape, or form in STEM, there are these monthly boxes where you get sent like projects. Like they were building like a mechanical claw as one project. And then the other project that was in the box was converting that into a pneumatic claw. And he's learning about pneumatics and triggers and reactions and all these kinds of things. So if you have a kid that is interested in any of that stuff, encourage it, develop it. And if you can subscribe to some of these smart boxes, I don't know, go look on Facebook. They're always putting up ads for those things. But if you can get some of those into your house, they are fascinating and they're fun and they make learning fun. And I think we're going to continue that with both these kids, so that someday one of them will develop an Iron Man suit that they can go fly around in. So, I am proud of both of my kids, or of course they, like I said, when I looked at their IQ scores, yeah, there's a really interesting relationship between their IQ scores and their weight. Whereas for their weight, both of them are down into like the bottom 5th percentile of healthy weight. I mean, they're small. My wife is small. According to my doctor, I'm not big. But they're super small. I mean, most of the kids in my oldest son's class are twice his height now. And the youngest is about the same way. But inversely, when it comes to IQ scores, they are in the top, like maybe 4th percentile. Yeah. I mean, go and look and see what the top 4th percentile range is, and you'll get an idea. Who knows what these kids are going to do, but they've both been very excited about going to school this week because of the holiday break. They're finally ready to get back to it. One of them is excited about going to Spark, and I know that they're going to have all sorts of stories to tell us when they come back. So I'm going to go pick them up here very, very shortly, and then we're going to go do something cool for dinner. I don't know what it is yet. We won't be overeating a whole lot. Well, I won't be. The kids were going to encourage it. But I think that's where we're going to wrap it up this week. I don't have anything else on my list, and unless you guys have anything else in the chat that you want to talk about, then I think that's where we will wrap up Finally Friday for this week. I think this has been a pretty good show for the first show of 2018. Thank you so much. Jess, look, only 39 more episodes to go. Man, if I hit 40 episodes, can I take the rest of the year off? I think we'll be doing pretty good on the schedule for Finally Friday this year. In fact, I'm looking forward to doing a lot more things that, as Nate said and as Bill kind of alluded to as well, there's just things that's like, I'm not motivated to do that right now. And I'm just going to say, screw that. Let's get to it and let's do it. And let's make this a year of doing it. Right. And so we're going to do a lot of things this weekend. Oh, I will be on stream tomorrow. Be on the lookout if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video, or to our Twitch channel, which is Major Spoilers. Do that because I'll do a live stream tomorrow. I think we're getting very close to wrapping up Tomb of Annihilation. We'll be doing part 8 of that tomorrow. So I'll game for about an hour. I don't know if I'll do it in the morning. I think probably in the morning, somewhere around 10 o'clock Central Time. And you can follow those adventures there. And then for the rest of the weekend, it'll be doing cool projects. And I've got something interesting I'm wanting to try. I'm dying to try it. I think I'm going to do it tomorrow as well with a new gift that finally arrived 3 years late. I hope your weekend is just as productive. Take care, everyone. And welcome to 2018. It's going to be fantastic. See ya. Bye.